Psalm 79, prayer written in soot. Psalm 78 traced Israel's long habit of forgetting. Psalm 79 shows what that forgetfulness finally costs. This is not a private sorrow, but a public collapse. Archaeology has uncovered the Babylonian destruction layer in Jerusalem. Ash, broken stone, arrowheads, burned rooms. Psalm 79 reads like a prayer spoken while the city still smelled of smoke. The first shock is how often the psalm says, your inheritance, your holy temple, your servants. The deepest pain is not only that Jerusalem has fallen, but that what belonged to God now looks abandoned. The nations ask, where is their God? That question still burns whenever the church is disgraced, compromised, or humiliated before the world. The psalm teaches us that faith does not hide that scandal. It carries it straight to God. One detail many Western readers miss is the horror of the unburied dead. In the ancient world, to be left for birds and beasts was not simply gruesome. It was covenant shame, the sign of curse and utter dishonour. See Deuteronomy 28:25-26. Death was terrible. Being denied burial was a second wound. And when the psalm pleads, "Do not hold against us the sins of past generations," it is not shifting blame backward. It is confessing that sin becomes a family inheritance unless mercy breaks the chain. Then comes the most arresting line. Help us, God our Saviour. Atone for our sins, for your name's sake. The Hebrew verb is related to kippur, to cover, to cleanse. But here is the strange beauty. The temple is ruined. The altar is gone. Sacrifice cannot be performed in the ordinary way. So the psalm reaches beneath the rituals to the living source of all forgiveness. When no visible means remain, God himself must provide atonement. This is already leaning toward the gospel. The psalm knows that sacrifice was never magic in human hands. Mercy always came from God first. Christ, the true temple, John 2:19-21, becomes the final answer to this cry from the ashes. There is also a fierce poetic reversal in the psalm. The enemy has poured out Israel's blood like water. Israel asks God to pour out his wrath on the nations. This is not petty revenge. It is a refusal to let evil disappear into history unjudged. Calvin noted that the psalm's deepest plea is not wounded pride, but God's name. The concern is that the world not conclude that violence rules and God is absent. And still the psalm ends not with smoke, but with shepherding. We, your people, the sheep of your pasture, will praise you forever. Ruined walls do not cancel covenant identity. God can rebuild praise before he rebuilds stones. Suggested cross-references, 2 Kings 25, Lamentations, 1, Ezekiel 36, 22, 23, John 2, 19, 21, Revelation 6, 10. Suggested hymn, Remember Not, O God, the Sins of Former Years, a metrical setting of Psalm 79. Prayer. Lord God, when your name seems mocked and your people seem broken, do not let us run from you. Teach us to confess our sins without despair, to long for justice without bitterness, and to seek your glory above our comfort. Atone for us, keep us as the sheep of your pasture, and turn our ashes into praise. Amen.